ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्रीमद् भागवतम् फर्स्ट कैंटो First chapter, text 17.
Tasya
karmani
udarani
parigitani
suripi
bruhi.
No,
yes.
Na
shradhananam
lilaya
dadhataha
kalaha.
Tasya karmanyudarani
parigitani suribhi
bruhina shradhananam
lilaya dadhata kala.
Tasya karmanyudarani
parigitani
suribhi
bruhina shradhananam
lilaya dadhata kala. Lilaya dadhata kalaha. Tasya karmanyudarani parigitani suribhi bruhina shradhananam lilaya dadhata kalaha. Tasya
his
karmani, transcendental acts.
Udarani,
magnanimous.
Parigitani,
broadcast.
Suribhi,
by the great souls.
Bruhi,
please speak.
Naha,
unto us.
Shradhananam,
ready to receive with respect.
With respect.
Lilaya,
pastimes.
Dadhataha,
advented.
Kalaha,
incarnations.
His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please, therefore, speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures he performs in his various incarnations. Purport. The personality of Godhead is never inactive, as thus some less intelligent persons suggest. His works are magnificent and magnanimous. His creations, both material and spiritual, are all wonderful and contain all variegatedness. They are described nicely by such liberated souls as Srila Narada, Vyas, Valmiki, Devala, Asita, Madhva, Sri Chaitanya, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Sridhar, Vishwanath, Baldev, Bhaktivinod, Siddhanta Saraswati, and many other learned and self-realized souls. These creations, both material and spiritual, are full of opulence, beauty, and knowledge. But the spiritual realm is more magnificent due to its being full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. The material creations are manifested for some time as perverted shadows of the spiritual kingdom, and can be likened to cinemas. They attract people, They attract people of less intelligent caliber who are attracted by false things. Such foolish men have no information of the reality, and they take it for granted that the false material manifestation is the all in all. But more intelligent men, guided by sages like Vyas and Narada, know that the eternal kingdom of God is more delightful, larger, and full of bliss and knowledge. Let's see. If I sit back a little, does that help with this microphone thing? Because it's a little bit, it's distorting. Distortion makes it harder to hear. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. How's that? If there's bass, you can turn it. If there's a setting for the bass, you can turn the bass down, because that's what's distorting the most. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I guess it's okay. I think you have to leave a little path so that people can come through. And this furniture is taking up space. People might want to sit. You can put it here because nobody's going to sit there. It's still there. Unless a candidate comes to sit. Okay. We need a bigger temple. Om Ajnana Jinidam Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatavada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Dhatha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Takta Kam Shana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hoi Priye, Vancha Gopitaru Pyascha, Kripa Sindho Vyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Asanas. Everybody's kind of crowded on this.
Yeah, we can get some sheets.
Something. And you're all stuck there in that little. Tasya Kramani Udarani Parigitani Suripi Bruhi Na Shudhana Anam Lilaya Tatata Kala. The Naimisharanya sages are continuing to express their eagerness to hear about Krishna. Shadadhananam. They assure Suta Goswami of their sincere eagerness. Shadadhana means faithful, receptive. Faithful and receptive are practically interchangeable terms, or their faith and receptiveness go together. If I have faith in the speaker, then I'll be receptive to what he says. If I trust you, then I'll inquire from you. Sir, what is the proper price to pay for this taxi? If I have faith that you know and that you can inform me, then I'll be very eager to hear from you. If I think that you'll cheat me also, then it's different. Those who are not young. Come on. Hare Krishna, sir. Come on. Shadadhana. Yes, those who have faith in the subject matter. They're the right audience. Those who are scoffing and cynical, not serious, they're not going to get the benefit. Shadadhana. Yes. Shadadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa. Those who have no faith in the subject matter can't attain Krishna. They come back for repeated birth and death. So the sages assure Suta Goswami, we're very receptive, we're ready to hear with great respect about this subject of Krishna Katha. Karmani, we're eager to hear about his activities. For the impersonal Brahma, there are no activities. And no question of activities. The personality of Godhead is never inactive. He's always performing activities, but not under the laws of nature. Atasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He has no duty to perform. He has no duty to perform. Trishu lokeshu kinchana, in all the three worlds, he has no duty to perform. But he performs activities, nonetheless, out of his own transcendental desire. The activities of the Lord are magnanimous and magnificent. His works, karmani. Although he has nothing to do, he has so many activities that he performs and so many things that are created by his energy. The material world and the spiritual world are all wonderful. The material world is wonderful also. The workings of Maya are wonderful. It's amazing how effective Maya is, how enchanting Maya is. Or, from another point of view, the material world has so many, it's so beautifully constructed, so expertly arranged. We have these champak trees all around. The flowers are so delicate and subtle. The white and little yellow coming in the middle, and such a nice fragrance. What scientist could create such a thing? And yet Krishna has created trees that supply such wonderful flowers in profusion. Therefore, Krishna is wonderful. We can't do that. But Krishna is doing it. And the trees will give seeds, and the seeds will result in more trees and more flowers. And then these little bees are provided for pollinating the flowers. So such nice arrangements Krishna has made. And that's only the material world. That's a small thing, the beautifully intricate flower. So many other wonderful things, snowflakes, you don't find them here, but you know the patterns of the snowflakes are so delicate and wonderful. And then big things, the waterfalls and mountains and so many. So Krishna's vichitra, variegated creations are very wonderful. And yet, Tattava bahunaitena kim gyatena tavarjana vishtabhya hamidam krishnamekam shena stitojagat. This whole material cosmic manifestation is produced just by one quarter of Krishna's energy. The other three quarters is in the spiritual world. What we find in the material world is just the reflection. Therefore, it's frustrating because we're trying to grab hold of it and it can't be grabbed hold of. It stays for some time and then disappears. Asat grihit vasa, what is that? Grihit vasa graham. Grihit vasa. Grihit va. Yes. Let's see. The 16th chapter. Moha grihit vasa graham. Out of illusion, we're trying to grasp and hold that which doesn't exist. Doesn't exist means it's not permanent. Like a shadow, it exists, but it's not the real body, and it doesn't stay. So the material world is the reflection of the spiritual world. And if the material world is beautiful, if the material world is wonderful, then how wonderful is the spiritual world, where everything is eternal, where everything is blissful, where everything is full of knowledge, everything is fully conscious. So moha, out of illusion, we're thinking that this world is everything. But from the Bhagavad Gita we get information that beyond this material world, parastasmatu bhavonyo vyakto vyakta sanatana, the spiritual world is there. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that the material attractions attract less intelligent people the way the cinema does. Cinema is not real life, but some people, their whole life is the cinema. It's just little lights flashing on the screen. And they take that as everything. So by the guidance of the sages, Parigitani Suribhi. Suribhi means the great devotees, the great souls. Parigitani. They're broadcasting the glories of the Lord. Gitani means speaking about, singing about. Parigitani in all directions, glorifying the Lord. So broadcasting. Prabhupada used a very nice word there. Broadcasting. Not narrowcasting. Broadcasting the glories of the Lord. For the benefit of everyone. This is Narada Muni's business. He's traveling all over the universe, Radhika Ramana, glorifying the Lord. Vyasadeva is writing so much Vedic literature, broadcast the glories of the Lord. So they know that the eternal kingdom of God is more delightful, larger, and full of bliss and knowledge. Those who are not conversant with the activities of the Lord and his transcendental realm are sometimes favored by the Lord in his adventures as incarnations, wherein he displays the eternal bliss of his association in the transcendental realm. By such activities, he attracts the conditioned souls of the material world. Some of these conditioned souls are engaged in the false enjoyment of material senses, and others in simply negating their real life in the spiritual world. These less intelligent persons are known as karmis, or fruitive workers, and gyanis, or dry mental speculators. But above these two classes of men is the transcendentalist known as sattvata, or the devotee, who is busy neither with rampant material activity nor with mental speculation. He is engaged in the positive service of the Lord, and thereby he derives the highest spiritual benefit unknown to the karmis and gyanis. Atma maya srijamya. Krishna comes, atma maya, by his own mercy. Another meaning of maya is mercy. Atma maya. By the Lord's mercy he comes. Prarthanaya sadhuna. Vinashaya chadushkata. Especially to favor the devotees. That's Krishna's. In these adventures, even the Vinashaya Chudushkutam is to please the devotees, to attract the attention of those who are candidates for devotional service. We all like to read about the adventures of some hero, either historical or fictional. That's our natural attraction. We're reading about rock stars, sports stars, political men. And we're especially attracted by their, when they do something incredible, something great, they score an impossible goal, or they undertake some great African safari, and whatever it is. But their adventures are small time. Like kick a ball and but Krishna performs wonderful adventures. He's killing the demons, Bakasura, Ristasura, Keshi demon, Kamsa. These are all wonderful adventures of the Lord. Or, apart from killing the demons, he's playing with devotees like Nanda Yashoda. He's crawling in their yard, grabbing hold of the cow's tails and getting dragged by the cow, frightening the cow, so the cow runs and Krishna's and through all the mud and this and that. It's a great adventure. Or every day he goes out for adventures with the cowherd boys, playing in Govardhan, playing in different forests, Taliban, Madhuban. And he has romantic adventures also, the gopis. Or when he becomes, he leaves and then he has adventures in Hastinapur with the Pandavas, adventures at Dwarka, adventures in Kurukshetra. Krishna's leelas are all great adventures. So the tendency to hear about some great person can better be used to hear about Krishna, the greatest person. These great persons of the material world are all subject to the cruel hand of material nature. Muhammad Ali comes to mind. They were showing a film about him on one of the flights I was on. Fantastic fighter. I mean, just, I'm not a prize fight fan. But the man was incredible. The way, what he could do, just his footwork as a fighter. Forget what he could do with his punches.
his footwork was incredible. It's like, you don't see that. The rest of the guys just punch, but he's doing this fancy footwork, fancy punching. Incredible fighter. Therefore, everyone was, you had to be impressed by such a powerful and what's the word? More than capable, adroit fighter, such a adroit fighter. What was it? So he was wonderfully powerful, but now he's reduced. After his last fight, then he couldn't do anything. He's, I think, has Parkinson's also. The person who could knock out, you know, Sonny Liston was like a bear. I think that's what they called him, was the bear. He could knock out Sonny Liston. Now his hands are shaking. Can't do anything. Nelson Mandela is such a great person. From what I hear, he still shows up at some program and waves. But it's because they say, okay, now wave. Yeah, he's not, his faculties are not quite the same. The old man. So that's what material nature does. The most powerful fighter, the most inspiring political leader, the most beautiful actress, by the influence of time, by the cruel influence of time, they're reduced. Because everyone has to go through these changes to take birth, to stay for some time, to grow, have some byproducts, some children, then dwindle. The dwindling stage is there. And then finally to die. Okay there? Yeah. Finally to die. Well, these are the great men, great women of this material world. They're all finally smashed. Mighty Julius ceased to turn to clay. Might stop a hole to keep the wind away. But Julius Caesar is such a great man. And he dies, and his body becomes earth. And maybe someone uses some of that earth to stop up a hole. Every one of us, we're subject to that fate. All the great heroes of the material world are subject to that fate. So we're hearing about men who are all meant to die, or who've already died. We're hearing about their glories. But those glorious men, Julius Caesar, Alexander, this one, that one, they're somewhere else in another body. Maybe as a king, maybe as a toad. So finally hearing about them will not actually benefit anyone. But hearing about Krishna will be eternally beneficial, because hearing about Krishna, punya shravana kirtana, it's transcendental hearing. Punya shravana kirtana. Our hearts become purified. Our eternal relationship with Krishna, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, is awakened by this healing process. And at the same time, it's great stuff. You want adventure? Here's adventure. Forget the novels and the history books and this and that. There's no adventures comparable to the adventures of Krishna. He deliberately performs marvelous activities just to attract the conditioned souls. And not only as Krishna, but as Rama, as Mishringa, as Varaha, as Kurma, as Matsya, as Mahavishnu. The Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, their activities are amazing. Mahavishnu is breathing out, and so many bubbles are coming out, and each one of those is a universe. And when he exhales, all the universes are manifest. And when he inhales, they're all finished. What is that? The Brahma Sanghita? Yes, Yayaka Nishvasita Kala Matava Lam Vivivanti Loma Vilajan Jagatanda Vishnur Mahan Sahi Yasya Kala Vishesha Govinda Madhi Kurushantana. That Mahavishnu, his activities are wonderful. Imagine breathing out, and your one breath is the whole lifetime of Lord Brahma. 4,300,000 times 2 times 12 times 1, 30 times 100 years. That's one breath of the Mahavishnu. And he expands himself as the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and from his navel the lotus is growing on which Brahma is born. And the Mahavishnu is lying down on the Sheshanag. Lakshmi is massaging his feet. Such wonderful activities. And then he expands himself again to live in the heart of every living being, Jananivas, the person who lives in everyone's heart. And that's, Mahavishnu is just a portion of Krishna, plenary portion. And it's from that Mahavishnu that all the incarnations are coming. Through the Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya, so all of these incarnations are coming, one after another. And each one of them is performing marvelous activities. Krishna, to marry 16,000 wives, is expanding himself into 16,000 Krishnas. And in each palace he's performing wonderful activities. At the same time, different activities in each palace. So no one can, there's for Asamardva, no one is equal to Krishna, no one is greater than Krishna. Performing so many udarani. Udara means generous. Very generous of Krishna. He doesn't have to come here. He's got better places to go. So it's for us, it's for the benefit of the conditioned souls that Krishna comes and performs wonderful activities, pratyanaya sadhana, just to protect his devotees, vinashaya chadushkutam, destroy the demons, and dharma samsthapana, to reestablish the principles of Krishna consciousness. He comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Someplace, Kaviraj Goswami says that I'm summarizing the activities of Lord Chaitanya while he's touring South India. But every day, every minute, he was doing something. I'm just telling a few things that he did in some representative places. But how many years was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 12 years or something? Traveling? Well, every day he was doing something wonderful. Every minute he was doing something wonderful. Krishna also, we're hearing the outline of his activities. But every day, every minute, he's doing something wonderful. So Udharan, these are all magnanimous activities. And Parigitani Suribi, and the magnanimous sages are describing the magnanimous activities of Krishna. For our benefit and also for their own upliftment and relish. They're taking pleasure in glorifying the Lord. And those who hear, what is Narada Muni Pajai Vinan? Radhika Ramana Nami. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing that Narada Muni is chanting Hare Krishna, chanting the glories of the Lord, playing on his Veena. Then Lord Shiva begins dancing, and Lord Brahma becomes ecstatic, he begins dancing. Pretty soon the whole world is dancing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, may the kirtan always go on like this. May the kirtan always go on like this. Parigitani. Chanting Hare Krishna in all directions. Chanting the glories of the Lord in all directions. Parigitani. That's the business of the Sudis, the devotees. To go in every direction and spread the glories of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous. Mahabharanya, his udara, his generosity is without parallel. He's even more generous than Krishna. Parigitani Sudhi. Bruhina Shradhanana. So please tell us about all of this. Lilaya Tadantar Kalaha. Tell us about the different activities he performs in his incarnations. All of his lila, his pastimes. To attract the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls Srila Prabhupada describes here in two divisions. Those who are trying to enjoy the material world, the material stuff of this world, the material opportunities of this world, and those who are finished with that and are speculating about the absolute and Prabhupada says here negating the real life in the spiritual world. The impersonalists. We've have some friends. That's their idea, that yes, the material world is illusion, but the spiritual variety is also not a fact. That's also a kind of illusion for them. Because they have the cow in the barn philosophy. You know the cow in the barn philosophy? No, you don't know the cow in the barn philosophy. Once there was a fire in the barn, and now whenever the cow sees red, she thinks it's fire. The jnanis have bad experience of the varieties of this material world. So as soon as they hear that there's variety in Krishna, in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's... So they think that's also bad news, variety. No, we don't want to hear about variety. Tell us everything is one, everything is one, everything is one. One, then it's okay. But we don't want to hear about variety, because variety is Maya. Because the variety of which they have experience is Maya. They can't grasp that there's spiritual variety. But there must be spiritual variety. Otherwise, what would the material variety be a reflection of? If you see your face in a mirror, you know that you must have a face looking into the mirror. Urdhvamula matashakam ashvatam yetarutama. Those are ashvata trees, by the way. Ashvatam yetarutama. Krishna says the material world is like an ashvata tree, more like a banyan tree, with roots up and branches down. That means perverted reflection. Reflection implies the reality must be there. But the dry mental speculators are denying the spiritual reality. And somehow they're trying to establish that all the varieties come from a source which is void of variety. That ultimate source is undifferentiated, there's no personality, no form, no qualities, no desire, no thought, no simply absolute, undifferentiated oneness. Well, if that's the ultimate source of everything, where have the varieties come from? If everything is one, where's the material world come from? They say, oh, that's mine. That's just illusion. Where's the illusion come from? Illusion is not nothing. Illusion is something. A magician creates an illusion. He's sawing his wife in half or whatever he's doing, creating some ash or something. So it's not nothing, it's something. It's an illusion. His wife is not being sawed in half, she's still smiling through the whole thing. But it's not nothing. People are paying money to see it. He has to practice as a magician for so many years to learn all these tricks. It's not nothing, it's just not what it appears to be. It's not nothing. It's a trick. It's a magic trick. Magic trick is not nothing. It's something. But it's not what it seems to be. It's not what it seems to be. So Maya is like that. It's not nothing. It's something. But it's not what it appears to be. Therefore, we're frustrated with Maya because it seems to be one thing, but it's actually something else. Seems to be joyful, but it's actually miserable. Seems to be substantial, but it slips through our fingers. And that's Maya. It's frustrating, but it's not nothing. We're not being frustrated by nothing, we're being frustrated by something. It's just not what we think it is. So the spiritual world, it's the place where the real variety is there. But it's not frustrating variety, it's an enjoyable variety. These jnanis are like the people in the hospital, you know, they're sick, eating is painful, walking is painful, speaking is painful. So they want to be free from those painful activities. So the doctor says, Mr. Singh, when you're better, you'll eat nicely, you'll walk, you'll speak. He says, oh. The very thought of walking and eating and speaking is painful for him. But that's not going to be this diseased eating, sleeping, walking. It's going to be healthy eating, which is enjoyable. So the activities of this material world are ultimately painful, but the spiritual activities are completely enjoyable. Krishna is performing enjoyable activities and he's inviting the devotees, come on, you also take part in these activities. The jnanis can't understand, the karmis can't understand it. They're trying to make this a better world, or they're trying to be promoted to a better place, either to a bigger house or a higher planet, whatever it is, a better job. They're trying for promotion within this material world, either on this planet or another planet. And they can't understand Krishna because they're too busy trying to enjoy Maya. They can't understand the reality because they're engrossed in the illusion. And the Gyanis also can't understand because they've rejected the illusion, but they've rejected the reality also. The expression is throwing the baby out with the bathwater. They throw out the material variety, but they throw out the spiritual variety. That means they throw out everything. And what are they left with? Void. Or oneness, which is practically as good as void. So the devotees are different. The suri-pi, the pure devotees, parigitani, they're broadcasting the glorious lilas of the Lord, the Lord's wonderful activities. They're engaged in positive service of the Lord and thereby derive the highest spiritual benefit unknown to the karmis and karmis. As the supreme controller of both the material and spiritual worlds, the Lord has different incarnations of unlimited categories. Incarnations like Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu, and Vyas are his material qualitative incarnations. But his incarnations like Ram, Nisringa, Varaha, and Vaman are his transcendental incarnations. Lord Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations, and he is therefore the cause of all causes. There are different categories of incarnations. They're described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Gunavatars, the Purushavatars, the Manvantara avatars, the Leela avatars, the Yuga avatars, Shaktivesh avatars, different kinds of avatars. Different kinds of real avatars. Not these cheating avatars. So the guna avatars are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, who control the goodness, passion, and ignorance. Passion, goodness, and ignorance. The guna avatars, Purusha avatars, are the three Vishnu incarnations: Mahavishnu, Karmadaksha Vishnu, Shirdaksha Vishnu. The Manvantara avatars are the avatars who come in each day of. Each day, in each realm of Manu, there are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. And each one of those Manvantaras, Krishna comes as the incarnation for the realm of Manu. The whole cast of characters changes. The seven sages change, the incarnation for the age is a new incarnation. The Manu himself, he steps aside and a new Manu takes his place. 14 times the day of Brahma. How many Manvantara avatars there are? Take out your calculator. Purna avatars, Purusha avatars, Manvantara avatars, the Leela avatars, which perform so many wonderful activities. Where Rama, Nisringa, Vamana, that's Kurama. They're the Leela avatars performing these wonderful acts. Then the Yuga avatars who come one per age to teach the Yuga Dharma, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is special. But in every age, there's a Yuga avatar. And Shaktivesh avatars. The Shaktivesh avatars, sometimes a living being is empowered with special potency to act by the grace of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj was empowered to act with regal power to set the example of a perfect king. Vyasadeva is empowered to write all the Vedic literature, compile all the Vedic knowledge. So they're called Shaktivesha. They're living beings, like us. But they have special power from the Lord. So Manu, Rudra, Brahma, Rudra, their Gunavatars. Then the transcendental incarnations, Ram, Sri, Viraha. And for all of these, the source is Krishna himself. Krishna stu Bhagavan. Therefore, he is the cause of all causes. Govinda Mahi Purusham Tamam Bhajami.
Are there some questions? Yes.
One avatar be both like a yoga avatar and a lila avatar?
Yuga avatars will naturally perform wonderful leelas also. Sometimes they may be seen as one way, sometimes they will be. Some other question? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.